Just play for a little Lucas now. Struggling to breathe, whether it's COVID or croup. Not sure, but he's in hospital now. So could we just pray for him? Father, we just ask you to surround my favourite grandson, my little grandson right now. And Lord, he would be well in Jesus' name and sent home today. In Jesus' name. Amen. 23 and a half years I've been here. God, dear me, I know you need a younger model now. All the leadership are praying next year for a younger model, I can tell. I said that to my wife. I said, I think you need a younger model. She says, no, I couldn't train another one. When I first came here for my interview, I was here before. Then I went away to do my ministerial training and I came back on the 9th of April. Remember that day well. Before I came, God spoke to me about some things that he wanted to do here. It's a very small congregation, about 46 people in the little building next door. And God gave me five things that he felt, or I felt God had given me, that this church needed to do and to be. After about 12 years, four of those things had happened. And that was just amazing. But there was one thing I honestly felt God had told me that we needed to do, and I wasn't seeing it. I couldn't see how it was going to happen. I didn't have a clue how God was going to do it. And my national leadership team asked me to move somewhere, to go to another church. And I thought, well, maybe that is the right thing for me to do. Maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe this fifth thing was for somebody else to do. Do you ever have things like that? So I'd almost given up on the idea that we were going to do this fifth thing. And this fifth thing was debt counselling, helping people out of debt. I think Diane and I talked about it for ages because Diane used to work for CAB for a long time. And it wasn't a lack of faith. It's just that we'd waited so long for this to happen when other things had happened, but this one thing happened. And sometimes in your life, you wait for one thing to happen, don't you, a long time. You hold on to it. And then we had this opportunity to think, we're going to do it. We're going to go for this CAP centre. We're going to open this debt centre. We're going to do it. And step of faith. Didn't know how we were going to do it, how we're going to pay for it, how that was going to happen. But we made the decision, we're going to go for it. And we started with Carol. Carol volunteered her services. And she said, you know what? Even though I've never done this before, this is not something I've never, ever imagined I would do. I'll do it. And Carol faithfully stepped into that, helped us start it up. And then Caroline joined us. And where we are today is just a great place to be. Great place to be. So I'm going to invite the two ladies up. They do a fab job. Could you give them a round of applause now? Thank you. And then Diane, could you just stand? And Jerry, could you stand? I know you're going to be up in a minute. Both Jerry and Diane help run the CAP Centre. Could you give them a round of applause too? And I know we're doing it slightly out of order, but we're going to do this as well. All the befrienders in the room and all those that are on the prayer team, could you stand just a minute? We're going to pray for you again. But if you're a befriender or you're on the prayer team, would you stand? Thank you so much. This is a great team of people that serve here. So I'm going to hand over to you, young lady. Thank you.
No pressure, Robin. It's been waiting for years for us. Good morning, church. It's really nice to be up here and to tell you a bit about CAP and our debt centre this morning. So most of you know I'm Caroline Gray. I'm the debt centre manager and also a debt coach. And this is Carol, my lovely colleague, who is a debt coach as well. We both work for Christians Against Poverty and run the debt centre in Redditch. We have our debt centre in the same building as the food bank and AOK. A very lovely old building, but rather cold. So we wear a lot of clothes in the office and sometimes coats and blankets like a pair of grannies. But anyway, it's opposite the library on the third floor above the food bank. So as Robin's already said, Carol set up the debt centre in May 2021 and I joined her later in 2022. So one of the ministries that Oasis has is that they partner with CAP, as Robin has already said. Have you read my speech before, Robin? No. Prompting me, okay. So CAP partner with local churches to provide debt help and to bring the love of Jesus to people in our society who are struggling with debt. CAP's vision is thriving churches, transformed lives and an end to UK poverty. So CAP offer free debt help to anybody, anyone at all who is in debt and needs help. People are asked to self-refer to phone CAP on the free phone number, although they can have support from somebody else to do that if they need to. And they'll then be allocated to a debt centre which is close to them. So our debt centre in Redditch, we cover the whole of Redditch, all the surrounding areas and the B61 postcode in Bromsgrove. And we have had a few clients, haven't we, from B60 as well in Bromsgrove. We provide a face-to-face service and the meetings usually take place in clients' own homes, or if that's not possible, we find another warm space. Sometimes we've used church here and other churches in the town, or the library, or wherever we can find a space, really. So we see our clients, or the people, for three or more visits and support them throughout the whole journey of their journey out of debt. We offer to pray for people at visits, invite them to church and other church activities. And we seek to offer the love of Jesus to whoever we work with, because that brings us joy. And that is why we do the job, because we love Jesus and we want to extend that love to people in the community. All of the financial advice is done at our head office in Bradford. We're debt coaches, not financial advisors. And there, the financial advisors are there and they will decide the best route out of debt for the person and draw up a personalised budget to help that person live within their means moving forwards. CAP will also negotiate with the person's creditors. So the pressure's off the person, really. They don't have to worry. They can just know that someone is working on their behalf. So as well as debt support, we also look at each person individually as a whole person and offer help with any other needs they may have. Some of the things that we've helped people with, we've done food parcels, we've bought carpets, beds and bedding, furniture, white goods, hedge cutting, offered people clothing and many other things. Yeah. I think, didn't you buy a logs?
Oh yeah, someone hadn't had any heating all over the winter, the boiler had gone, so they didn't want a new boiler, but they had a wood burner, so we managed to get them a whole load of wood to keep them over the winter months. We provided them with, I don't know, did you have the nails cut for dog once?
Yeah, nail, yeah, yes.
So, not afforded, yeah. You know, just lots of little things.
Lots of little things. So in order to do our job at the Debt Centre, we have a wonderful volunteer group who support us. And these are people from our church and other churches in Redditch. So we have a dedicated prayer team. A few of them are here today, who are our prayer warriors. We have a WhatsApp group where we put prayer requests up. And it's just so wonderful, isn't it, Carol, to know that we have people who are praying for us day by day and, you know, just interceding for us in our job. So that is fantastic. And also praying for our clients. Obviously, it's all anonymous, but our prayer team pray for the people who we work with for their needs. And it is just such a strength having that team at our backs. We also have another group we call Befrienders, who are volunteers. These are from our church and also from other churches as well in the town. They come on our visits with us, and we couldn't do our job without these people. So Carol will tell you a bit more about Befrienders in a moment, but I'll just briefly say that our Befrienders are fantastic and they help us in many ways. They offer the hand of friendship to people we work with. They tell people about Jesus. They offer to pray for people. They invite clients and people to church and to church activities. They meet up with people for a chat or a phone call, for coffee. They help with practical issues, help people get their paperwork together and just generally support that person in whichever way the person wants them to. So we couldn't do our job without the Befrienders, and we do need more people, but we'll talk about that later. So I'm going to hand you over to Carol, who's going to tell you a bit more about CAP, a few statistics, and a bit more about the sort of people we work with and the befriender role.
Thank you. I'm not very good at actually sort of just winging it, sort of talking as Caroline did, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to read my script. Okay. Christians Against Poverty began 27 years ago with John Kirkby. He was in debt himself and believed God was calling him to sacrifice his career and use his knowledge of the industry to help the poor. He wanted to show people in debt God's tremendous love. So he began by helping one other person alongside himself to get out of debt. He learned how to do it by doing it, and CAP is now an international award-winning charity. James 1:27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." And as you know, widows and orphans translate to anybody in need. It isn't always possible to keep yourself out of debt, and we can help, as Caroline said, anyone within our catchment area or occasionally outside of it. Many of our clients have chaotic or broken lives. They can feel shame and guilt for being in debt. They can often take 2 or 3 years before asking for help. Often they'll try and sort it themselves by maybe taking more credit to pay off one credit, and interest just goes higher and higher, and before you know it, they just can't cope with it anymore. And so they will ring for a debt agency. They'll ask for help. There are many reasons people find themselves in debt, and some of them I'm going to go through with you now. Low income is a main driver of debt, whether low wages or on or the benefit system. And borrowing money or accruing arrears for many people today is to pay for the basics. That's rent, council tax, utility bills, food and clothing. This is different from several years ago when it was more secondary debts. Some people manage their debts well or are not in debt at all until an unexpected event tips the balance, like maybe redundancy, illness, accident or relationship breakdown. For some people, our support can help them regain a sense of control again, enough for them to take over and manage their debts again themselves. Others want or need CAP's full support to help them get out of debt all the way through. Many of the people we work with are vulnerable, as Caroline said. They may have addictions, come from domestic abuse situations, and are now single parents or have mental health issues. People can be left with debts from an ex-partner, for example. For example, where a woman has been forced or persuaded by her ex to take out credit on his behalf, and then he refuses to pay for it. There can be guilt and where people want to make up for past mistakes, and so they overspend on things like birthdays or Christmas or other times for their family. People have taken out credit for other family members or friends, believing them when they say that they'd make payments and they don't. If a woman has been dependent on her man for all financial decision-making and monetary control and is then left to sort out the finances herself, either by bereavement or relationship breakdown, she may make some unwise decisions or bury her head until she's faced with eviction and the threat of enforcement agents. All these can plunge. That's just a few examples about how people we get out of debt and people that we've met along the way. All these can plunge people into poverty and debt, and as a side effect, anxiety, depression, a sense of isolation, suicidal thoughts or actions. CAP's 2023 client report stated that over 50% of clients had considered or attempted suicide as a way out of debt. That debt had left them feeling hopeless and out of options. Last year, the figure was 36%. According to CAP's annual client report 2023, 13.2 million people are living in poverty in the UK. That's one in five of us. 9.3 million people are facing problem debt and in need of debt advice. 6.3 million adults go without heating on a daily basis due to costs. These are sobering figures with no promise of change in the near future. In fact, 83% of the people surveyed in the report expect these figures to rise. This is not how God envisioned the world he designed for us. The creation story shows that God made an abundant world where everything we need was provided. But even though humans messed up as a race and us as individuals, God shows his compassion and provision for the poor throughout the scriptures. For example, the year of Jubilee, where people who were in servanthood were given their freedom and home and land back by those who bought them. Not harvesting to the very margins of the fields to allow the poor to gather food for themselves. Jesus said, if you have two cloaks, give one away to someone in need. Jesus' miracle of bringing the woman's only son back to life as she was left destitute by his death. These are all reasons why we do this job, because this is what God wants. He wants us to be compassionate and caring for those in our society who are in need. One of CAPS found in scriptures is Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 9. Verse 6 says, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free? CAPS vision is for a world that more closely reflects God's kingdom, where there is no debt or poverty. It's a big vision, but visions are made up of innumerable tiny steps through innumerable people who have a heart for God and for a better world. This is the reason CAP exists, to transform people's lives. We have got to know some lovely people, and it's been a privilege to hear their stories and be invited into their homes and to be part of their lives for a short while. It's an honour to be a part of something that helps solve a problem in a moment in time, and to bring God's compassion to people who may not know anything about him. The good news is that nationwide in 2022, nearly 2,000 individuals and families became debt-free. Our centre has seen 8 people go debt-free to date, and we have a few more who are so close. So, as Caroline said, we don't do this on our own. We have a team of befrienders and our prayer team. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to talk to you a bit more about befrienders. So befrienders, as Caroline said, are church volunteers who came on visits with us and meet the clients. They give a few hours a month or week, depending on our workload and their availability. We cannot meet people for debt work without a befriender present. They are crucial. As Caroline said, we meet people in their homes or elsewhere. And at the moment, we have about 13 befrienders, women and men from Oasis and other churches. So what is a befriender? Caroline's already talked briefly about that. And as she said, they're an essential and valuable part of our CAP service, and they can show the love of Christ by being a friend to them. It is an intentional friendship that can turn a difficult experience into one that can be borne more easily. Having someone who listens and whom you can share your ups and downs with can make a priceless difference to someone's life. God has chosen to reach people through people, and the only way this can be done is by spending time with them. Matthew 25:40 says, "Whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." When we show acts of kindness to people, it's Jesus that we are helping and serving. When people see that we genuinely care for them, they're more likely to listen to us tell them about Jesus, accept prayer, and maybe, you know, accept being invited to come to the church and receive the seeds of God's love into their hearts. Clients do not have to accept any Christian input to receive the debt service, but we do offer. The qualities needed to be a befriender are loving Jesus, being a good listener, being friendly, being part of a church community, and over the age of 18. Many of our clients may never have known much love or compassion in their lives, and experiencing God's love by acts of kindness can make a massive impact on them and change their views of Christians and Christianity. Acts such as keeping regular contact by a phone or text to see how they're doing and encouraging them to stick with the process to get them out of debt. Sending an encouraging letter or card. Taking a small gift, chocolates or flowers, for example. Taking for coffee or cake. Inviting them to join you in a church activity or event. Letting Caroline or myself know if a person says they've got no food and taking them shopping or delivering food parcels to their home. Giving a lift to our charity shop or elsewhere. Helping us make phone calls on visits while we continue with our debt work. And talking about Jesus' love for them and sharing a part of your testimony if or as when appropriate. It's not an exhausted lift, and not all clients want or need the same kind of support or even any support at all. It's always their choice. There are a few ways that people can help support us in a befriending role. You can come on visits, as Caroline says, and be there to help and support someone with non-debt related tasks during their time as a CAP client, And as I said, it's always a the client's choice, and that everybody wants that connection. Come on visits only and not support a client long term. Be open to support a client with things like shopping or taking to appointments or delivering food parcels, or be an emergency contact when others can't come with us and we've got nobody else to ask. It doesn't matter for some of these roles if you don't have a car, because we can pick up befrienders en route, and you don't have to have any financial background. So as a conclusion, in the words of Paul Williams, the CEO of Bible Society, who works with CAP looking at God's response to poverty and debt, our society is experiencing the greatest amount of pain and confusion in a generation. It feels to many that everything is falling apart. We are a people that need to be loved. There is an awakening of spiritual hunger and openness. Many of those who are most open to faith are on the margins of society in some way. Those who for some reason feel excluded and isolated, don't feel they fit in, can't participate in the glossy lives portrayed in the media and consumer marketing, and feel increasingly left out and left behind. Jesus calls these people blessed. Blessed on the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who are hated and excluded, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. How will these people encounter Jesus, who loves them, blesses them, and sees their hearts, even when others reject, despise, or ignore them? Words are vital, but they need to be demonstrated, not just spoken. The gospel is most effectively preached by a community that embodies it. As I said, that's not my words, that's Paul, forgotten his name now. Okay, Paul Williams. So we are asking, will you be a part of these people that show the love of God to those whom Jesus called blessed by joining our team? So that's it from me. Yes, and we are going to call a few befrienders up on stage to share some of their stories about what's happened when they've worked with us. So Howard, Howard Leeson, and Howard Davis, and Anne Judson.
I've been up here a lot recently. But, befriending. I suppose I've been to about half a dozen clients with either Carol or Caroline. And the bottom line is they couldn't go and see these clients if they weren't with someone, okay? And sometimes, you know, it's good to have a bloke there, really, I think. Anyway, I just sit there while they're getting all this information from the people. You know, you're dealing with people who've never opened a bill because they're scared. They've got sort of 50 letters in front of them. So, you know, Carol or Caroline will take all the paperwork away from them, ease their burden. So, and, you know, it's amazing to see it. But apart from that, befrienders role, like Carol was saying, you know, you see the people every now and again. There was one guy, he didn't have any means of cooking, so I took an electric hob over to his place. And a couple of times there's been people with severe lack of clothing, so you go down to the charity shop, get 20 quid's worth of clothes from there and take them over, you know, and other stuff. Oh, yeah, there's one bloke can't read, and, you know, that's very difficult for him. So he had an email, but he didn't know what to do with it. And I didn't know what to do with it either. But Janet knows what to do with emails. So I spoke to Janet. I said, how does this bloke send an email, forward an email? So I jotted all the bits down, you know, went over to him, and he was able to sort that. But I think the important thing really is that if you're doing something as a befriender, you say, I'll see you 10 o'clock Thursday, you know, I'll bring the stuff along. You do it, okay? Get there 10 o'clock, take the stuff along. Because a lot of these people have been let down by people in their lives, and it's good to, you know, to show them there are people who try not to let people down. Yeah.
Well, good morning. I'm afraid I'm one of these guys who has to have it read a script, so I do apologise. Hello, my name's Howard Leeson. I lived in Redditch since 1984, but up until 2022, I'd worked in the construction industry for all my life. I've also been a Christian all my life as well. Also, during the latter 3 years I was working, I was appointed through my company as a mental health ambassador. And during this, the COVID years, it was become more apparent that I'd started to realise what some of the mental health issues and were were found to be. And it was some of my colleagues who were suffering from mental health issues. And one of these particular issues was not able to manage their finances. So this was something which I thought, yeah, I really need to look into this. However, since retiring in February 2023, I've been made aware of the worker cap in Redditch. And then talking to one of the befrienders who works at Emmanuel Church in Redditch. And upon researching what CAP does, I was intrigued to find out more what the role of a befriender involves. After praying for it over a number of weeks, I decided to take on this role. In my journey as CAP over the past few years, I've developed a compassion to stand in awe of what the poor have to carry. I've also realised that compassion isn't based on a relationship between the healer and the wounded, but a partnership between equals. As a befriender, I would go along with the centre manager to visit the clients in their homes, and there I have to provide moral and spiritual support to clients as they work towards their goal of becoming debt-free. I truly feel that God has asked me to continue in this role, and hope that some of you here this morning may feel the same way. If you do so, please speak to either Carol or Caroline this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Mine's a very long script, so. I've been a befriender for a couple of years. I started off with Carol, and the main thing that really... It's a privilege to work with these amazing women. The stuff they have to carry, you know, with people. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for them. So I regard myself as I sit in the passenger seat as just saying, well done, lass. Well done. Because they do a grand job. I just occasionally get called out, can you come tomorrow to help fill in for somebody who else can't do it, which is fine, you only meet that person once. But the best times are when you can meet the people three times and get to know them and have a coffee with them and a chat and stuff like that. And sometimes it's hard because you haven't actually got much time. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. Excuse me one second. I'll just have a quick look to see that I don't forget anything. But actually, it's a real privilege to meet people because you meet people you might not meet in any other walk of life because their world is so different from ours. And it's a privilege to be able to talk to them about Jesus. And sometimes they're receptive, sometimes they don't want to know. But, you know, most of the time they do want to know a little bit, which is brilliant. And then you go away and pray for them because you know a little bit about their situation. And it's like God saying, yeah, this is what I want for you, to be able to reach into the world and to talk to one person at a time like Mother Teresa. I know we're not like Mother Teresa, but we can just help somebody at some point. And you get funny times as well. I mean, once I was with Caroline and there was this kid running about all over the place with a glass of orange. And where did this glass of orange end up? In Caroline's bag with all her notes and her computer and everything. So we spent half an hour sort of grabbing every bit of tissue we could find to mop it all up. But the last visit I went on with Caroline actually it was, I got to cuddle a baby. It was absolutely fabulous. This little baby fell asleep in my arms. And I mean, that is such a privilege. So I didn't take an awful lot of notice of what was going on because I was so, it was just such joy. So you do get your lovely moments as well. So if any of you'd like to be a befriender, it's wonderful. You can have like an hour, a couple of hours once a month or something. It doesn't have to be demanding. So please think about it, especially the men. Thank you. Who's going to have it now? Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. We so appreciate you. We have some very funny stories other than what Anne said. I know dogs have weed up our befrienders before now and... Oh, goodness me, all sorts of things, but it's all good fun. Okay, so we're now going to watch a video. This is one of CAP's videos. It's a story of a man, his story about his journey getting out of debt and how CAP and that journey out of debt has transformed his life. So we're just going to put that on the screens now. Is that okay, Keaton?
Mum, now deceased wife, used to look after the finances. She was the one that was good with the money, where I wasn't, and I'd built up quite a lot of debt. So I was living in fear of eviction. I'd been served with an eviction notice from my landlords. I didn't see a way forward. I didn't see a way out of it. So I decided, I just tried to end it all. It was actually my landlords who'd mentioned Christians Against Poverty. They fast-tracked me, and my debt coach, Jim, arrived in my doorstep. Nobody had crossed the threshold. I'd been living there, I think I'd been there nearly 2 years. So the biggest difference that Christians Against Poverty's process made for me was that it was house visits. By the July of 2016, I got that wonderful telephone call from headquarters at CAP, where they said, "Mr. Moss, you are now debt-free," and played the harmonicas, and that's one of the greatest sounds I've ever heard. I then went on a CAP event where I came to faith. This lady put her hands on my shoulder and prayed for me. Just felt an overwhelming sense of calm and peace and love and warmth that I've never experienced before. And I just knew that what it was, and committed my life to Jesus there and then. On a Sunday, I can't wait to get up for service. I just love the church family that I've got, and I praise God and thank God for that day that I now know he watched over me when I tried to end it all, and he said, "No, mate, you're not going yet. You've got lots to do." It's turned my life around 180 degrees, completely structureless to, you know, having a real purpose in life now. Life can still be tough, but I know that I've always got my church family around me to support me, and I know that I've always got Jesus as my best friend, and as it says, my superhero.
Across the UK, millions like Simon are locked in the chains of debt, left drastically isolated, and driven to believe that there is no way out. We, God's church, cannot allow debt to continue to steal people's hope. We must take action together to stop its ruthless impact. Will you play your part by giving £5 a month? Together, we can end UK poverty. Please join us and become a life changer today.
Press the button. Does it work? Oh, it's working. Okay. That's a very heartwarming story. It is one of CAP's corporate videos, but we have our own little story that we're going to do today. I worked with a young man recently who is now out of debt, and he tells me that when they phoned up to tell him he was out of debt, they really do the whoop-whoop-de-doo and partying and ringing bells, and so that's really nice. So I've met with this young man. He didn't want to be here this morning, obviously, on show, up here on stage. But we had a big discussion, and I wrote down a lot of things that he said, verbatim, his actual words. And he's agreed that we can act it out this morning. So we're going to call this young man Billy. So if I can ask Billy, please, to come out of the audience, and we're going to do a little interview. Yeah, give it up for Billy. So we're doing the famous tub chair interview, Robin. Hi, Billy.
Morning.
Thanks so much for agreeing to come here today and talk about your experience with CAP. Can you tell me a bit about what life was like before you started working with CAP?
Well, yes, I was constantly stressed and I was worried. I was worried about how I was going to pay my bills, about how I was going to pay for things like food and general living, in all honesty. And I felt like my debt was hanging over me. And to be fair, I was trying to pay it off, and the interest was going up and up and up, and I just felt like I was getting nowhere.
That sounds very stressful. So were you being contacted by your creditors, the people that you owed money to?
Oh, mate. So I had all these letters that were coming through, and it was constant. And what was happening was they would send the final warning letters with big red print and all caps. And to be honest, it just made it all so much scarier. So I'm not brilliant at reading, and I don't do very well with the letters. And so actually it was really frightening. And on top of that, I was absolutely petrified that I was going to be evicted.
Yeah, that's hard. Those red letters are very scary for sure. So how did you hear about CAP then, Billy?
Okay, so my works coach at the benefits office, he told me about CAP. And he suggested that I gave CAP a ring. But actually, I was a little bit nervous about doing this because it's a little bit daunting. So I had my worker from the Night Stop help and make the phone call for me. And the person from CAP on the other end of the phone, they were so nice. And they made me feel so much calmer from that very first conversation. And they said to me, they said not to worry and to start to get together all my letters and my bills and everything together. And they said that my local CAP centre would be in touch. And to be honest with you, I felt better straight away knowing that I had taken that first step.
Well done. That first step can be really hard to do. That's fantastic. So what happened next?
So I had a phone call from my debt coach, Caroline. She introduced herself and she explained to me how CAP work with people. And so what we did was we made a time to meet, but we couldn't do it at my flat because I was living near some
dodgy people.
Some people that they weren't so nice. And when I would come home with my shopping, they would sort of help themselves. And sometimes they'd even demand their way into my flat. Again, so that they could just sort of help themselves. So I remember we met at Night Stop. That's where we arranged to meet because I felt more comfortable there, but also my support worker was there as well.
That must have been really hard for you to be scared in your own home like that. Did you manage to find somewhere else to live?
Yeah, so my workers from Night Stop, they helped me. They spoke to housing, as did you, my debt coach. You spoke on my behalf. And eventually I was given a fantastic flat on the other side of town, which I absolutely love.
That's really good news. I'll wait for my invite. So how did your first visit go with CAP? Talk us through the process a bit.
Okay, well, first of all, I would say it was good. It was really good. So my debt coach, Caroline, she explained everything and made me feel really comfortable. She explained everything simply, which is just what I needed. And she said that she would help me to get all my paperwork together and that she would stay in regular contact with me. And I remember she brought with her a volunteer, a befriender. And actually, I had two different befrienders during my time working with CAP. I had Howard and I had Doug. They were both older guys, okay? And to be fair, I didn't really see the point at the time. But on reflection, I can see that it was a nice little touch. It was good to be able to speak to someone who was in a different age group and had a different perspective on life. Although, I've got to be honest, it was a little bit like going down to a real oldie pub and just having a chat with a couple of the blokes.
Well, that's great. I'm sure they won't be offended that you described them as oldies, but obviously that worked for you. That's really good. So as well as the debt help that you got from CAP, did they help with anything else at all?
Yeah, they were really kind, really kind. And they helped me out. They gave me bags of food. They gave me fuel vouchers so that I could top up my meter. And they even bought me some new bedding because I didn't actually have any at the time.
Oh, that's great. So once everything had been done, you'd given all your paperwork in and all the process had been done, how did CAP say that is the best route for you to get out of debt?
OK, so they recommended a debt relief order, which meant that all my debts were written off. And so they helped me throughout the whole process. And I could call CAP head office or I could call my debt coach direct if there was ever anything that I didn't quite understand. And to be fair, my debt coach, Caroline, she thought that it might take a while. But actually, looking back, it all went really quickly.
That's great. So are you debt-free now then, Billy?
Yes.
Yay!
I am. So CAP head office, they called me to tell me, and I could hear everyone in the office. They were cheering and they were ringing bells and celebrating, and it made me feel really good.
Oh, that is such fantastic news. That just brings joy to my heart. So what difference has it made to your life?
Well, it's fantastic. I feel so much calmer. Life is good. I'm not overspending anymore, but I am spending within the budget that CAP has drawn up for me. I know what money I have coming in, and I know what money I have going out. And I feel so much better. In fact, I feel blessed.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Thank you. So did we talk to you about Jesus and offer to pray for you during the process?
Yes, you did. I remember during the time that I was working with CAP, my granddad died. And so my debt coach, Caroline, you prayed with me about that. And you also prayed that I would be rehoused. And you said that you were going to get the prayer team on it as well, which was amazing. And actually, the prayers were answered, as I am now living in a lovely new flat, which I love. And the prayers just seem to make everything so much easier. I'm not going to lie, but prayer works.
Amen. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, Billy, before we finish?
Well, I have told my friend all about it. Okay, so he's just come out of prison and I've told him all about CAP. And I've told him that he should stay out of debt.
Good advice. So
I've spoken to him about Jesus and I have explained to him how I was prayed for and how CAP has completely changed my life and how I am now on a positive path.
Thank you, Billy. What a heartwarming story. That's lovely. Thanks. Okay. What's next? Okay. So, Billy has just explained to us, Billy had a debt relief order, and there is a fee when people go insolvent. And also, sometimes people need other things that we can provide. And sometimes we need to find the money to do this. So I'm going to ask Jerry to come up and talk to us a bit about Acts 4:3-5, which is a Christian charity that we use a lot in our work.
I'm afraid I've got no script, so it's I'll make it on the hoof, and that's what I'll do. But yes, I'm going to talk a little bit about an organisation called Acts 435. Now, you might think it's strange, but obviously that reference comes from Scripture. It's a part of the Scripture where it talks about the fact that the believers would have everything in common, and they would often sell what they had, and then they would lay that finance at the feet of the elders. Now, that's not what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm not going to ask you to go out and sell anything or to lay it at the feet, but that's just where the origin of that that reference comes from. It's a Acts 435 is a small charity which runs parallel, hand in glove, alongside, however you want to describe it, because it enables finances to be made available to those in need from donors who give. It's a fund, a crowdfunding website, which is run by a very small, no, not necessarily small people, but a small number of people who actually manage the website. So the site actually relies on local local churches and local groups of people who are working with those who are in need. And that's why we see it runs alongside, hand in glove, corresponding with the same aspirations that CAP follow. At this moment in time, CAP, Acts 435, have a number of ways of accessing this finance, but in general it's by application from an advocate that is connected to a church or a charity. We have two advocates with CAP here who will approach Acts 435 on their website with particular needs. It has limitations, only in the fact that you can only ask to raise an amount of money which is with £150 to £200. So it's adequate, they believe, and it is to achieve for people who are in need things like washing machines, tumble dryers, normal domestic appliances that people are in need for. At the moment, Acts 435 have approximately 173 requests on their website for finance. The finance is given by donors, people who specifically refer to that, go to that website and see the needs. Now, I have brought with me a small leaflet, and I'd encourage anybody and everyone to take a copy of this leaflet and probably to use a bit of sticky tape or anything like that to stick it on their fridge so that with the website exposed so they can look at the website, because not only does it ask for money, not only is it a place where people can give money, but it's people where you can read how those needs are being met and the types of needs that's being met. Actually, through our own CAP centre, we've raised a significant amount of money for a number of things, particularly the DROs that Caroline's already mentioned, finance to help people actually get out of debt, but also for finance for clothing, for, because you know, if you've got a child who's moving from a junior school to a middle school, nowadays it can be quite a considerable amount of finance in just buying the clothing that a child needs, and that's an opportunity for people like CAP and others, because it doesn't need to actually come from CAP, It can actually come from within the fellowship, but can raise the finance for the needs that a family may have, or someone in poverty. Perhaps we should emphasise it's for those who are in that bracket, who are in poverty, to raise the money that they need to get a child from a junior school into a middle school, to buy the uniform, to buy the clothing that's necessary. I mean, we had one recently, I think it was about £150 that was raised. And this is raised by donors that look on the website and give to those particular needs. Now, it may not be an individual who gives all the money, but the monies are collected or accrued by Acts 4:35 over a period of time till that need is fully met. And then it's the whole of that money is passed to the client. As I said, it surprised me. I'm boring you with figures now, but Acts 4:35, over their time of operation, have transferred, probably that's the best way of putting it, transferred finance from their donors to the needy, to the people in need, of over £5 million, I think it's nearer £6 million. And that's a lot of money. I didn't realise that sort of money was being handled by Acts 4:35, but they do that on a regular basis. As I said, they've got about 143 needy cases on their books right now, but those needs are being met. It takes, on average now, about 14 days for a need to be met from when it goes onto the website to when the person in need receives that finance. Now, for things like the DROs, obviously that's in a time scale that it takes for that DRO to go through, but where clothing's needed, that might be important to be aware that those needs are being met, and they're being met pretty quickly over time, whereas to actually, for a young family to get that money together out of small incomes could be very difficult, but with help of Acts 4:35, those needs can be met very quickly. So I would recommend that you do get a copy off the table outside on the right hand side. It's just a small leaflet, but it actually invites you to look at the website, not necessarily for you to give, but also, but particularly for you to understand what Acts 4:35 do and the number of people that are being met. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, Gerry. We are nearly done now, honestly. Just quickly to say that we've had Nancy Deakin join us recently, who works for AOK. And we also use her to find us white goods through the Acts of Kindness charity, and carpets and beds and all sorts of things. So it's been fantastic having her come to join us and to, you know, work with our team. We also have, I know, the lovely Diane Tolson, who's... Okay, yes. Thank you, Robin. The lovely Diane Tolson, who has gone out there and got some grants, some money from Redditch Borough Council for us. He's fundraised, so we use that as well. And Ashwood Bank Carnival. Yep, great. And Robin's mouthing at me. I'm not a good lip reader, but I've got it now. Okay, me and Nancy have both done the Money Coach training, which is one of the other sort of branches that CAP do, and we'll be rolling out some budget courses in the new year, but we'll let you know about that. Okay.
So I thank you for listening, and I hope you've got a better idea of what CAP is all about now. And we do have some leaflets and some free books outside on the desk if you want to pick some up. Please have a look and and take what you want. And also, there's some leaflets and information about the Befriender role if you're interested in joining our fabulous team. Please speak to myself or Caroline or any of our lovely Befrienders who can help. Now, I'd like to call up now the Befrienders and Prayer Team that are here, because we're going to ask Robin to pray for you. So would you come up, please? Thank you.
Great.
Wonderful people, precious people. Average debt for a person is £16,400. Takes 25 years to get out of debt. This year we need to raise about £42,000 to run our debt centre. We've already had £31,600 in. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
The rest of the money will come in. It does, because that's what God does. Next Sunday, in our carol service, where you're all going to invite people and bring people, aren't you? Yes, don't forget. We need to fill this place, take one of these. We'll take a special collection. All the collection will go to the CAP Centre for blessing other people. I'd like you to raise your hands towards these precious people. Emmanuel and Andrew are going to pray for Carol and Caroline in a minute, but let's raise our hands towards them. Father, first of all, this isn't a whole team. There are others too. But Father, we ask, Lord, that you will protect them. You will bless them. You will use them mightily this year, these next 12 months, to change so many lives. We ask, Lord, for the wisdom that they need. Some of the situations they face are awful. Lord, some of the situations they go into are so hard. Yet, Lord, you are in the midst and you will help and strengthen. And we pray, Father, that this year your hand will be upon us like no other. We'll help more people out of debt and many will come to know you. They won't just be debt-free, but they will have their sins forgiven and to be debt-free in that way too. So bless them, Lord. We thank you for every one of them. I thank you for Anne and Jerry too, who give of their time. We thank you, Lord, for the finance that's coming already, £31,600, towards what we need to run. We honour those that have given us. And so, Lord, today we commit our way. And as we pray for Carol and Caroline now, Lord, we ask for favour of God and man. In Jesus' name, amen. Watch your back.
Good, we're going to pray for both of you together. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we just want to pray for Caroline and Carol and for all the work they do. And I want to pray, Father, particularly for strength for them. Your word says, Lord, that we should strengthen the weak knees and so on, Lord. And it's to do with just having that resource from you to keep on going. Your word also says to not be weary in keeping on doing good things. So we want to praise you, Lord, for them. We want to thank you that you have called them to this job, that you've called them to bless other people. We want to ask, Father, that you'd pour your spirit into them now. Lord, come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Fill them again, Lord. Strengthen them again, Lord, we pray, for the work you've called them to do. We know that it's a draining work, Lord. There's a lot of outflow. And because of that, Lord, we need the inflow as well of your spirit. So strengthen them, Lord, I pray. I pray particularly for Caroline as well, Lord, that you'd give her a real vision, Lord, as to how to progress in the future, that she would see the way you're working in different lives, Lord, and she'd have insight as to how to lead the team. So we pray, Lord, for her leadership and bless her in that as well, Lord. We ask, Lord, that many, many lives would be blessed through them. And for your glory, we ask it. Amen.
Let's just continue to pray for these ladies. Father, we thank you for, Lord, this team of service to you, Lord. Those who've, Lord, have seen, Lord, the, Lord, the direction that God is leading them into, Lord. And I just say, would you bless Caroline and Carol? And we pray also we include Diane in this, Lord, who, Father, has oversight. Father, we thank you for these ladies. We thank you, Lord, for the words that you've put in their lives, in their mouths, Lord, and into the way you spoke into their lives. And, Lord, you've given them, Father, that desire, Lord, to help others, help people who are in debt, to help them and to show them a way out, to show them, Lord, that, Lord, there is another way. We thank you, Father, for the, Lord, for the mission that they are on, Lord, to bring people to you through this CAP initiative. So, Father, would you bless these ladies? Father, we lift them before you and we ask, Lord, Father, for your grace to be upon them. For, Lord, that you would put your joy in their hearts. And that, Father, they would know the leading of Christ in all that they do and how they serve the people of Redditch and in the surrounding areas. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all, Lord, their heart of, Lord, of compassion for those who need, Father, the services of CAP. Father, would you bless them? Father, would you anoint them and give them that, Lord, that clear vision of the hope and the future that, Lord, you have made for them. So, Father, we pray your blessing upon them now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Lord, I just pray again for this team. But also, Lord, I just pray for the clients that they're dealing with now. I just pray for the relationship between the befrienders and the clients, that, Lord, you will just give them that opportunity to be able to, yes, they're showing your love, be able to share your love in words, that the clients will see something different in this group of people, that they'll want it, and, Lord, just want to come to know you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. We're just quickly going to conclude the prayer. I just want to anoint you now. In Jesus' name, Father, by your power in the name of Jesus, we anoint this Caroline now with your oil, with your power, with your Holy Spirit. Father, for vision, for strength, for power, for wisdom, Father God, and every resources that is needed to perform and do the job that you have asked them to do in this season, to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that more, many more, many more may come to Death 3, but ultimately may they come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we anoint Carol now in the name of Jesus with your power, your Holy Spirit, your anointing. Father, I pray now for your wisdom. Father, for your strength, for your encouragement. Lord, for your power. Father God, for your blessing be upon Carol now. Lord, I pray that because they pour out their lives and their resources and make themselves available to you, you may fill them, oh Father God, with your goodness. May they know that you are with them all day long in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can we give them all a round of applause? Thank you. Fab job. Very proud of you all. We are very proud and blessed. Thank you so much.